concerned that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is Wednesday, folks, 4th of June, 2014. We'll get around to Mr. Holder saying that, he's got to concentrate on American terrorists or terrorists operating within the United States. You know, the only true terrorism I see is coming emanating out of Washington, D.C. And I think that's probably the reason why Mr. Holder is saying that they're going to be concentrating on domestic enemies, is because we've had enough. Well, the war on terrorism is one fine scam. Throughout the Cold War, the proponents of the national security state assured us that the only reason the United States needed to adopt this totalitarian-like apparatus was because of international communist conspiracy emanating from the Soviet Union and Red China. Now, once the Cold War was won, the statists said America could restore the limited government, the Constitution, that we know and love. They said that, you know, we'd return to those days. Thread over. Of course, the argument was a sham. The proponents of Empire, Standing Army, and the CIA knew that the possibility that the Cold War would ever end was virtually non-existent. They knew that the communist threat could be used as a perpetual justification for the existence of America's warfare state and its ever-growing budgets and army of contractors and subcontractors. The statists just loved big government and figured they'd come up with the perfect scam to achieve it on a permanent basis. And then the unexpected happened, which sent the national security state and its proponents into a state of fear and panic. The Cold War ended. Suddenly, the justification for the national security state apparatus, which had fundamentally altered the American way of life, was gone. Well, what to do now? One option was the obvious one. dismantle the national security state by closing all the overseas bases, bring all the troops home, discharge them, dismantle the enormous standing army, close military, domestic military bases, abolish, that is, not reform, the CIA and the NSA, and end all the taxation needed to support this gigantic privileged force in American life. After all, if the Cold War was the justification for bringing the warfare state apparatus into existence, and if the Cold War was over now, then why not send the warfare state apparatus, send it out of existence? Get rid of it. Alas, it was not to be. The national security state steadfastly remained in existence, and even worse, went abroad in search of hornet's nest in which to poke, thereby engendering anger and hatred that would, not surprisingly, end up manifesting itself in anti-American terrorism. That's what 9/11 was all about, along with the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center, the attack on the USS Cole, and others. With 9/11, the national security state now had its new justification for its existence and expansion. Oh, a war on terrorism. That would replace its Cold War war on communism. This new justification was as good as, if not better, the old one, because the war on terrorism could easily be made perpetual, especially given that the U.S. government could easily produce anti-American terrorism with its interventionist policies abroad. In fact, the whole thing actually became a perpetual terrorist-producing motion machine. Send the troops abroad to combat terrorism, which produces the anger and hatred that leads to terrorism, which is then used to justify keeping the troops abroad to combat what? Terrorism. Can you show me a more ideal scam than that? Especially when the gullible masses easily swallow and embrace the line anti-American terrorism has nothing to do with U.S. interventionism abroad. These horrible terrorists just hate us for our freedom and values. Consider the two countries that were invaded and occupied for more than a decade in the name of war on terrorism, Iraq and Afghanistan. Today, they're both hell holes, despite the fact that the U.S. national security state continues to inculcate in us in the belief that the U.S. troops died in the process of converting Iraq and Afghanistan into paradises of freedom, democracy, peace, and prosperity. That's why the members of Congress won't even take one of their much ballyhooed junket vacations there. If it's a paradise, go vacation there. Obama's recent trip to Afghanistan pretty much says it all. Like his other trips that he's made to that country, this one was made in darkness of night, unannounced to the public. After spending a couple hours with the troops at Bagram Air Force Base, he quickly got on a plane and returned home. Why? Well, why didn't Obama make a public announcement before going to Afghanistan? Doesn't he do that when he travels to, say, England? Why sneak into the country? Why not spend even one night there? Why not tour the country? Why not visit President Karzai in Kabul? The answer is simple. Obama and his advisors do not consider it safe to be in Afghanistan, despite more than a decade of U.S. occupation, one in which U.S. troops have had unfettered authority to kill anybody they want. Afghanistan is a hellhole of anger, rage, violence, shootings, ambushes, raids, torture, incarceration, corruption, dictatorship, and deep anti-American sentiment. And no, I'm not talking about L.A. In his recent speech at West Point, and I'll get around to that one as well, Obama said he feels haunted by the deaths of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. He should feel haunted. After all, what did they die for? Like the 58,000-plus U.S. soldiers who were the national security state's sanctified version in Vietnam. The soldiers who have died in Afghanistan have died for nothing. Of course, Obama should feel haunted by the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who have been killed in by U.S. troops, 99% of whom had nothing to do with the 9/11 attacks. Those people died for pretty much nothing as well. Now that the U.S. military empire has been booted out of Iraq and is sort of and slowly exiting Afghanistan. Are they really? No, 10,000 troops are going to be there along with their paid mercs. That is not going to happen, folks. We will still have that presence, just like we are still in Germany, still today, every single day since World War II. Now, the troops, they're not being brought home and discharged, is what should have happened when the Cold War ended. Instead, a new mission must be found over there, somewhere, anywhere. After all, to bring them home would be considered to be isolationist. So now, Obama's army is pivoting to Africa, of all places. Get into that subject after this.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, and what do we do with those overseas troops if we do bring them home? There's no jobs here. Hell, there's not even any health care for them here. So what do we do now? Well, let's look at Africa. Why Africa? Didn't you know? There are terrorists in Africa as well. So we need to move the much-vaunted war on terrorism from the Middle East to Africa. And if that doesn't work, we can move it to Latin America. Hey, there are terrorists there too, especially because of the drug war. Didn't I tell you that the war on terrorism is even better than the war on communism? It's like the Energizer Bunny. It just keeps going and going and going. And what happens when some of those African terrorists retaliate with some sort of big terrorist attack here in the United States? We all know it will happen. U.S. National Security State officials will trot out all the post-9/11 bromides about how those African terrorists hate us and our freedoms and our values. And they'll tell us how fortunate it is that the troops are already in Africa fighting the war on terrorism. Oh, and they'll also tell us how urgent it is to increase military spending. What happens if the war on terrorism in Africa doesn't generate the necessary fear and anxiety among the American people? No problem. The national security state can always return to the Cold War and the international communist conspiracy, ginning up some new crisis with aggressive Russia or assertive Red China, North Korea, Vietnam, Cuba, Venezuela, or whatever. Give it a name. Doesn't matter. Hey, didn't you see the Russia and China are now working together? What better proof of an international communist conspiracy than that? When will Americans recognize all this for the scam that it really is? It's a perfect scam to keep the warfare state apparatus in its fortified, exalted position in Americans' governmental structure. A position that continues to infringe upon our freedom, our privacy, and damage our economic well-being and security. Tell me who the terrorists are. Is Ralph still there? Ralph Winterode, how you doing, Ralph?
Well, I'm still giving them hell. We got two bad court decisions today. We are talking about the law in the courts, and they're talking about going to the moon.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, what I called about, I was listening, and something that I think that people that you may not have picked all you are reading. When you take money into the bank as a depositor, you then turn over ownership of that money to the bank.
Yep.
And you then have a relationship. It's called they become the debtor, you become the creditor. Okay? And your only action in reality, what they're talking about, you can have a chosen action, which is to go after the property, the equitable part of it. But they then, that's the reason why when somebody sends them something, it's their stuff. They have what's called legal title. They're acting as a trustee of it. And they just hand it off to the IRS or whoever the hell comes for it or go. They invest it. They do whatever they want. And you have to file a chosen action for the actual equitable side. This is court cases. I just looked up Seventh Circuit because it piqued my interest, and it's really an important issue. Who in his right mind would go in and say, hey, bank, I want to give my money to you to do with what you want, and then if you go screw it up, I have to go to court with a chosen action to try to get it back?
But how does that work if you're the creditor and they're the debtor?
Well, that's a damn good question, but that's what the courts have said. I was just following through on that here. It says they're the debtor, but then they hold what's called legal title. And this is the part that most people do not have a clue on. There is possession, which means I have something in my hand, legal owner, or a right of possession, which means I have the right to use something, but I do not own the thing. And the other one is equitable, which is the right of property. When we go to the bank, we have the right to the property, but we have given them control to act as a trustee or a right of possession to do with it whatever the hell they want. So if they want to pass it off to the IRS, they're just adding, even though they're a debtor, they're just acting as a bad trustee.
Well, that's eventually what happened over in Greece.
Yes. And all this stuff is covered under the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, and Alaska has unequivocally, and you'll find it in all the states, the legislatures have, by their own action, said that the UCC is the supreme law and UCC is private law. So we're entering into these courts. It's all commerce, and our Supreme Court is even held. The Supreme Court, the UCC is the supreme law of Alaska, and we allow you idiots out there, you ignorant, illiterate, and stupid folks, to play around in law and equity within the confines, in the sand of the UCC. Now, isn't that just a sweetheart deal?
Well, wait a minute. Ralph, I must have missed that. I must have got a later edition of the Constitution. Where is that UCC in the Constitution?
It's not there. Our legislature just got around, and on their own motion, they'll find it in all the states, and they can't even modify it. They have to go get permission. They just did it. We just declared that the UCC were going to do it. They don't have the authority to do it. And our Supreme Court came out, when I found that, I said, I know, this is it. You know, I'm in the land of Oz, but this cannot be. And it is. And you will find the UCC is tied to the nonsense we do with the banks as depositors and all that stuff. Now it even gets worse. We got back today, in Gladden's case, in Dillingham. We have conclusively proven there are no public officers. They have no oaths of office to the Constitution of the United States. They've never been appointed by the governor under his signature to do anything. They've changed the venue. The Alaska Bar come out and said, we're creating the third judicial district. The legislature said, we got to have a third district. So we have two venue jurisdictions. So the Alaska Bar and all of the attorneys have taken an oath of attorney. That's the only thing they're bound by. We're getting those right now from the Alaska Bar. But the Supreme Court said, go to hell. This judge over there that doesn't have the proper oath of office in the Constitution, that hasn't been, we got it from the governor. We don't do civil commissions. Why in the hell would we want to appoint somebody with a signature? They're living in private Alaska bar courts, and ever since, and Texas probably has the same thing, integrated bar, we put the attorneys in bed with the judicial system. Now, we got the fox guarding the fox. Now, what do you think's going to happen when they come to, are you eating chickens?
No, they're just eating us.
That's right. That's what they're doing. They have totally overthrown our republic, and the integrated bar is at one of the issues of it. The other thing that I was listening to your show on the SEC and all those folks, those are denominated independent establishments. And as Greenspan, you may have that thing, that recording. I've played it a couple times down there on my show. Greenspan said, as an independent agency, we can do any damn thing we want, and there's nothing you can do. And he's absolutely right, because all the regulations have no force and effect of law. They just do whatever they want. That's why nobody ever goes to jail. Right. Nobody's ever held accountable, because nobody's even got the authority to do it.
Well, Ralph, and look at this. We've been living with the corporation that took over our economy 100 years ago.
Right after the Civil War is when corporations started to rise above man, and with the 14th Amendment, all of a sudden, corporations rose above man, and we went to the bottom of the heap.
But after they had 30, 40 years to play around with that one, they figured out that, well, we need to really wrest the control of the reins of power totally over the economy. Let's give them, under the guise of, the faulty banking system, let's give them the Federal Reserve.
Yep. And amazingly, see, we used to have the United States, that's in the court cases. In 1913 to 1916, all of a sudden we have United States of America appear in the court cases. United States is all caps, of America's lower, so we have a corporate structure of America replace the United States that used to exist in the law.
Hey, Ralph, thanks for chiming in today. I appreciate it. Your program's on Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m., Central Time. It's well worth your listening. Thank you, Ralph.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, Mr. Obama, yo mama, what Obama told us. By the way, if I don't like Obama, and he said this, and it's a matter of record, that people hate me because I'm black. Well, I must be one hell of a racist, because I hate him because he's black and I hate him because he's white. You guys got to make up your minds. At West Point, Obama told us, to the applause of West Point cadets, that American exceptionalism is a doctrine that justifies whatever Washington does. Now, if Washington violates domestic and international law by torturing detainees or violates the Nuremberg Standard by invading countries that have undertaken no hostile action against the U.S. or its allies, exceptionalism is the priest's blessing that absolves Washington's sins against law and international norms. Washington's crimes are transformed into Washington's affirmation of the rule of law. Here's Mr. Obama in his own words. I believe in American exceptionalism with every fiber of my being. But what makes us exceptional is not our ability to flout international norms and the rule of law. It is our willingness to affirm them through our actions. actions indeed. In the 21st century, American exceptionalism has destroyed seven countries, in whole or in part. Millions of people are dead, maimed, or displaced. And all of this criminal destruction is evidence of Washington's reaffirmation of international norms and the rule of law. Destruction and murder are merely collateral damage from Washington's affirmation of international norms. American exceptionalism also means that U.S. presidents can lie through their teeth and misrepresent those they choose to demonize. Listen to Obama's misrepresentations of the Putin and Assad governments. Russia's aggression towards former Soviet states unnerves capitals in Europe. In Ukraine, Russia's recent actions recall the days when Soviet tanks rolled into Eastern Europe. Obama misrepresents Assad as a dictator who bombs and starves his own people. Did any of these cadets in Obama's West Point audience wonder why, if Assad is a brutal dictator who bombs and starves his own people, the Syrian people are supporting Assad instead of the American-backed liberation forces? The combination of imported al-Qaeda fighters who object to Assad's government because it's secular? Or are they talking about the mercenaries that we're paying for to be there, to destabilize and topple his government? The U.S. military is taught to respect its civilian commander-in-chief. But if the West Point cadets actually do obtain an education, it is remarkable that Obama audience did not break out in laughter. The reference to Soviet tanks rolling into Eastern Europe is a reference to the Hungarian in 1956 and the Czech 1968 revolutions when the Hungarian and Czech communist leaders attempted to assert independence from Moscow. It is doubtful that Washington's response to countries attempting to exit NATO would be any different. A few months ago, Washington responded to political talk in Germany and England about leaving the EU by informing both governments that it is not in Washington's interest for them to depart from the European Union. Obama used the image of Soviet tanks in order to color Russia with the Soviet threat, to mischaracterize Russia's response to the Georgian invasion of South Ossetia, or Ossetia, rather, and to misrepresent Crimea's vote in favor of reunification with Russia as Russia's invasion and annexation of Crimea. These lies are still the mainstay in U.S. media and Washington's official propaganda. Obama's speech is probably the most disingenuous ever given by a Western politician. We could have fun. We could have fun for hours and with all the crimes that Washington commits, but buries and rhetoric directed at others. Perhaps my favorite is Obama evoking a world in which individuals aren't slaughtered because of their political belief. I'm sure Obama was thinking of this just world when he murdered without due process of law four American citizens outside the areas of active hostilities. Another favorite is the way Obama flushed the U.S. Constitution of its meaning. He said, with reference to bringing the Guantanamo prisoners to the U.S., that American values and legal traditions don't permit the indefinite detention of people beyond our borders. No. Obama, the U.S. Constitution prevents the indefinite detention of U.S. citizens by the U.S. government anywhere on earth, especially within our own borders. By detaining and murdering U.S. citizens without due process of law, Obama has violated his oath of office and should be impeached. It's only a short time ago that the former president, Mr. Clinton, was impeached by the U.S. House of Representatives. Of course, the Senate saved him from that conviction for lying about his sexual affairs with a White House intern. How times change. Today, a president who violates his oath of office to protect the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic gets a free ride. The Constitution has lost its power to protect citizens from the arbitrary power of government. The U.S. is the Constitution. Without the Constitution, the U.S. ceases to exist, and the country becomes a tyranny both at home and abroad. Today, the U.S. is a tyranny cloaked in the garb of freedom and democracy. Instead of laughing our way through Obama's ridiculous speech to what apparently was a dumbed-down West Point graduating class, let's pay attention to Obama's bottom line. America must always lead on the world stage. The military is and always will be the backbone of that leadership. In other words, Washington does not use diplomacy. Washington uses coercion. The favorite threat is, do as you're told or we'll bomb you into the Stone Age. Obama's speech is justification for Washington's criminal actions on the grounds that Washington acts for the exceptional Americans who exceptionalism places them and thereby their government above the law and international norms. In this way of thinking, only the failure to prevail constitutes failure. I'm just absolutely flabbergasted. The author of that story, Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy, associate editor of the Wall Street Journal. He's a columnist for Business Week, Scripps Howard News Service, Creator Syndicate. I guess his words don't count either. His observation of what this government has turned into. You know, I don't know. Folks, I'm kind of at a loss for words. I guess the one way to address the government would be to do a national petition. Maybe if we told them that here's 25 million signatures, you are to dissolve immediately and we're going to elect new leaders. That serves for the president, the vice president, his appointees on his cabinet, they're all gone. All you clowns in Congress and in the Senate, you're not representing anybody but yourselves and the corporations for which you dutifully serve. So you are hereby excused. Is this not the message of what the founding fathers said? They even said that, you know, if need be, another revolution to establish the form of government that is constitutional for this republic may be necessary. You know, the dissolution of that government, and this is before, you know, we still had territories and all other stuff. We didn't have 50 states. You know, to shut it down and maybe move it out a little bit more to the west. Obviously, you can't go into any federal court and charge the government as operating unconstitutionally because they can't hear the constitutional argument, can they? Only the supreme black-robed leaders at the Supreme Court can do so, and we see what a sham that is. Why? Because they're political appointees. That's why. And the Constitution should never, ever be shaded with politics, be it right or left or anything else. But we serve to follow their constitutional, what would you call them, interpretations or bastardizations for the intent of the law to begin with? Let's ponder that for 3 minutes.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately.
Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy One and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy One, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, let's roll around to things domestically. Just Shoot. This is the mindset responsible for turning search warrants into death warrants and SWAT teams into death squads. How many children, old people, and law-abiding citizens have to be injured, terrorized, or killed before we call a halt to the growing rash of police violence that is racking the country? How many family pets have to be gunned down? How many of these have to be gunned down in cold blood by marauding SWAT teams before we declare such tactics off limits? And how many communities have to be transformed into military outposts, complete with heavily armed police, military tanks, and safety checkpoints before we draw the line in the sand that says, not in our town? The latest incident comes out of Atlanta, Georgia, where SWAT teams, attempting to execute a no-knock drug warrant in the middle of the night, launched a flash grenade, they call them flash bang grenades, they're really concussion grenades, into a targeted home only to have it land in a crib where a 19-month-old baby lay sleeping. The grenade exploded in the baby's face, burning his face, lacerating his chest, and leaving him paralyzed. He's currently in the hospital in the medically induced coma. Where, too, was the outrage when a Minnesota SWAT team raided the wrong house in the middle of the night, handcuffed the three young children, held the mother on the floor at gunpoint, shot the family dog, and then forced the handcuffed children to sit next to the carcass of their dead pet and the bloody pet for more than an hour while they searched the home? If this were the first instance of police overkill, if it were even the fifth, there might be hope of reforming a system of law enforcement. But what happens to these families whose lives will never be the same has become par for the course in a society that glorifies violence, turns a blind eye to government wrongdoing, and sanctions any act by law enforcement, no matter how misguided or wrong. Indeed, as I detail in my book, A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State, the state-sponsored violence is a necessary ingredient in any totalitarian regime to ensure a compliant, cowed, and fearful populace. The problem with these incidents, as one reporter rightly concluded, is not that life has gotten that much more dangerous. It's that authorities have chosen to respond to even more innocent situations as if they were in a war zone. This battlefield mindset has so corrupted our law enforcement agencies that the most routine tasks, such as serving a search warrant intended to uncover evidence of a suspected crime, becomes a death warrant for the alleged suspect, his family members, and his pets once a SWAT team trained to kill is involved. Unfortunately, SWAT teams are no longer reserved exclusively for deadly situations. Owing to the militarization of the nation's police forces, SWAT teams are now increasingly being deployed for relatively routine police matters, with some SWAT teams being sent out as much as five times a day. Yet the tension inherent in most civilian police encounters these days can't be blamed exclusively on law enforcement's growing reliance on SWAT teams. It goes far deeper, to a transformation in the way police view themselves and their line of duty. Specifically, what we're dealing with today is a skewed shoot-to-kill mindset in which police, trained to view themselves as warriors or soldiers in a war, whether against drugs or terror or crime, must get the bad guys. That is, anyone who is a potential target before the bad guys get them. The result is a spike in the number of incidents in which police shoot first and ask questions later. Who could forget what happened to 13-year-old Andy Lopez? The teenager was shot seven times and killed after two sheriff's deputies, a mere 20 feet away, saw him carrying a BB gun in public. Then there was a time two Cleveland police officers mistook the sounds of backfiring car for gunfire and immediately began pursuing the car and its two occupants. Within 20 minutes, more than 60 police cars, some unmarked, and some 115 officers had joined the pursuit, which ended in a middle school parking lot with more than 140 bullets being fired by police in less than 30 seconds. The suspects, by the way, dead from the countless bullet wounds, were unarmed. Just as troubling as this shoot first, ask questions later mindset is what investigative journalist Katie Ruck uncovered about how police are being trained to use force without hesitation and report their shootings in such a way to legally justify a shoot. Ruck reports that the findings in one concerned citizen, Jack, who went undercover in order to attend 24-hour of law enforcement training classes organized by Profit for Law Enforcement Training Organization, Calibri Press. Jack says it was troubling to witness hundreds of SWAT team officers and supervisors who seemed unfazed by being instructed not to hesitate when it comes to using excessive and even deadly force. Ruck wrote, "From my personal experience, these trainers consistently promote more aggression and criticize hesitation to use force. They argue that the risk of making a mistake is worth it absolutely to minimize the risk to the officer. And they teach officers how to use law to minimize legal repercussions in almost any scenario." And all of this, of course, done behind the scenes with no oversight from police administrators, much less the public. If there ever were a time to demilitarize and de-weaponize police forces, it's now, starting at the local level. With local governments and citizens reining in local police, the same goes for scaling back on the mindset adopted by cops that they are now the law and should be revered, feared, and obeyed. Police have been insulated from accusations of wrongdoing for too long and allowed to operate in an environment in which whatever a cop says goes. Meanwhile, the epidemic of police violence continues to escalate while fear of the police increases and the police state, with all its surveillance gear and military weaponry, expands all around us. It's just going to keep getting worse, folks. And they wonder why. The local cops here in Round Rock, they're still fascinated as to why I adopt a more aggressive stance when I'm questioned by these administrative little punks. You heard me. Punks. You're out there enforcing administrative law. No harm done to the state. You're just doing your job. You're just out there on the streets doing your job. If you don't like it, elect somebody that'll change the law because that's the law. I'm sorry, I thought we just heard Ralph say, you know, hey, it's it ain't got nothing to do with the Constitution. It doesn't have anything to do with the peace and sanctity and security of the American citizen in their own home or even their cars. Just ask Pennsylvania what it did recently. We don't need a stinking warrant to search your car. Yes, you did. And you still do. What you're claiming is administrative authority to throw the Constitution right out the window. That's what you have done. So it's really not going to matter to these guys. They're going to huff and puff and try to blow your house down. They're going to run around with their little shiny badges and their six guns, demanding that you respect them. You're not worth a pile of crap. Because if you have not yet figured out that what you're involved in is illegal, immoral, unethical, and at least unconstitutional, then I guess you deserve to be shot one of these days by the citizen that would have never, ever, ever considered such a motive, but fears you enough that they're going to shoot first and ask questions later. You want to be respected? You don't deserve respect.
With financial